Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert,
freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name is Mikey and today's episode is an on-location review episode from Spooky World in Warrington at Apple Jack's Adventure Farm. They have completely rebuilt their evil carnival maze, so we were excited to check that out, along with the Haunted Hayride, Slaughterhouse and more. So let's take you over to our on-location review episode from Spooky World.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Oh, hello!
Hi, Mikey!
How are you? You okay? Yeah, I've got a friend already. I haven't even started, I've got a friend. Hello and welcome to this on-location review episode of the Scare Track Podcast. It's Mikey here and I'm on location at Spooky World in Warrington at Apple Jack's Farm Park. Very excited to check out all the mazes. We came here last year and we had a really good time. And we're back for this year where they've got more mazes. So we're going to go through the mazes. We'll give you a few snippets of each attraction as well. Be sure to check out our scare cam as well. We'll be doing just a little bit of filming around the park to show you a bit of the atmosphere here at Spooky World. I'm also here with a friend of mine today. I'm by myself on the Scare Track Podcast. No one else can make it, but I'm here with a friend of mine, Marshall. Marshall, you came last year?
I did indeed. It's very good.
And it's just sort of the only event you've done, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty new to the scare scene, should we say?
The scare scene, I like scare that. Scene. Perfect, awesome. But you had a good time last year, so we're going to do it again. What I will say is that Spooky World do the best crepes. I'm definitely going to get another one of those. And we've got a few attractions. We've just been given our tickets, so a huge thank you to Spooky World for inviting us up here. But we've got, by the looks of it, six attractions this year. We've got Evil Carnival, Haunted House, Haunted Hayride, Field of Screams, Slaughterhouse and Tunnel of Terror. It's worth knowing that they do have a fast track option as well, so if you guys want to skip the queues, grab that fast track ticket, and that's what the park are giving us today, so a huge thank you to Spooky World. Right, let's go and do our first attraction. We'll give you a little bit of in-maze audio and we'll give you a full review when we get out.
So, it's very, very dark here. We are in the cornfield. Field of Screams is the first attraction we're going to go through.
You need to help me! Okay. You need to help! Oh. You need to run now!
Oh, wow!
Okay. Please help me!
Oh, God. I don't know how much help I'm going to be.
Run!
Either, to be fair.
You need to go now!
Who's your friend, Piggy?
His name's Marshall.
But he's mad now, Piggy! Mad now, Piggy! Say oink for me, Piggy.
Oink.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh, pig's meat! Do you want some pig's meat?
Oh, jeez.
Someone's not going
through. Jesus Christ. What the hell?
Get down on your hands and knees and oink.
Oh, it's dirty.
Hands and knees and oink.
Oh, like
oink for me.
No, oink. I want to hear you oink, Mikey.
Oink, oink.
Louder.
Oink, 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 oink. Louder.
Okay, so we have just come out of Field of Screams, which is inhabited by crazy pig men who are stealing children. Bye-bye! That was quite fun. It's quite nice to be able to go through a cornfield that isn't like cordoned off and whatnot. It just feels like the corn's really high in there as well.
Yeah, to be fair, you can't just like flow through.
Yeah, so it's that was quite cool. It was getting, oh, I'm knackered. He made me get down and oint like a pig. That was fun. And it was quite cool that they used the sort of watchtower as well. He got quite high, so they used levels quite well in there. Only sort of like 5 minutes, but it's quite fun. It's quite dark in there as well. The only thing it needed more was maybe some audio. But other than that, I enjoyed that little run through that. That was good. We're going to go through our next attraction now, which is the Slaughterhouse. Right, let's go through the Slaughterhouse.
Me and my friends are really excited to meet you. Honestly, we can't wait.
Feel special.
Look, you're gonna need it.
Thank you.
Hello!
Hello.
You're all okay?
Yes, thank you.
Fabulous, come on in. She's waiting for you, you know.
Oh, okay.
Lovely lady she is. Absolutely bloody lovely. Oh, come on.
Keep it moving.
Don't be scared of her. She's crying.
Come on. Oh, no, go! You can't leave me! You're gonna die.
Oh no. We're gonna die.
Keep it moving! Oh. No, faster, no!
Stay away from my pigs.
Okay.
Stay away from my pigs! Go!
Oh, this is quite cool. Oh.
Save me!
That's the smell.
Pray for me! Oh.
Oh, that stunk. She's actually sick.
It'll be over soon.
Thanks. Thank you.
That's not what fast means! You legs up, you lady! What?
Not finished with you!
Don't wait to make my family! He's gonna kill you.
You're my face! Look! Look at me! Look at me!
Watch that knife, man!
Look at me!
So, we have just come out of the Slaughterhouse, which is it's quite a long attraction, actually, isn't it? It's quite long. The actors in there were really giving it all. There was one girl in there that literally just followed us throughout the whole way. She was intense. She was actually really good and nimble. That's something we said last year we were here. It was the first time I came back in a long time. And if something that is their sort of, you know, highest point, that the thing that they need to be commended for is how hard the actors work, isn't it?
Yeah,
they're really that guy there. They have like a new finale on the Slaughterhouse, I think. I don't think it was here last year. That long sort of a red tunnel, that guy in there who's lost his face, he was making sure, you know, he's lost his face. But it's good. They've got the claustrophobia tunnel in there. There's some nice little set pieces. There's lots of blackness as well, but the set pieces are really good. They've got a few animatronics with the pigs. I genuinely really enjoyed that. It was nothing too intense. This is more of a sort of a family fun scare place. Nothing's going to be absolutely terrifying for you. Nothing's going to be too it's not going to give you nightmares, but it's going to give you a little bit of a scream. I really really enjoyed that attraction. We're going to go to our next one. We've got four more to do, so let's keep going and have a look. Right then, so the next attraction we're going into is the Haunted House. Boogity boogity.
Don't leave me, please stay. Don't leave me, please.
That was good.
He was good.
Oh, I'm ducking down.
Oh god, that was that scary. He's good. He's bloody good, he is. God. I'm sorry about
that. I know everything that happens to you.
Oh no, what have I done?
It's everything bad and evil and you shouldn't look forward to it.
Oh no.
Ashes, ashes. Hello.
Hello.
Do you want to stay with us? We've not had a friend in so long. Do you have to stay? You have very pretty eyes. They look really nice in my collection.
Ooh.
Don't you want to stay?
We'll come back.
You'll come back.
Yeah.
But everybody leaves us. You have to stay. Because everybody leaves us. Where are you going?
Oh, God.
Where are you going? You have to stay with us, please.
I genuinely feel bad for leaving.
Me too.
Carrying the roses, a pocket full of roses.
I don't think I can help you.
So, we have just come out of the haunted house here at Spooky World, and we need to be honest, the sets in there need some work. You can tell that it hasn't had a little bit of TLC for a little while. We've got to be honest about that. I think it was just too well lit. I think if you had the lights turned down a little bit in there, you could get away with that. Darkness is your friend, and if you've got some big bright lights in there, then it just gives a little bit of a way, doesn't it? It was just too easy to navigate.
The last bit was good, where you literally just couldn't see.
Yeah, like if until there was like the was last room. Yeah, there was a good bit of smog in there, like smoky fog. I'm going with smog.
Yeah.
the plague doctor was in there. But what I will say is that the actors were on form. Every single one of them in there, like from the guy with the crazy, he had a mask, like a baby doll face mask. The way he moved his body was very erratic, very creepy. The guy before him was on the floor, bouncing around. The two girls, I mean, we've all seen two creepy girls before singing Ring of Roses, but the way they did that was so freaky. And they're
personal, that's why. It was personal.
Yeah, very, true. And they were, I'd say, I don't want to like pick out individuals, because every single person in that maze, and there's quite a few actors in there as well, the actors made that, I think. Like, they worked really, it's a hard maze to work, and like I say, I'll be honest, maze-wise, if you went there, through there, without actors, and you just looked at it, it is a little bit tired. It needs a little bit of TLC for next season. You can tell that, we've already done Slaughterhouse, that has had some TLC. It's looking actually really quite cool for this year. We've got other mazes to do yet, so we'll make our judgments on those. I know that the Carnival one always looks good. But this one, yeah, it just needs those lights turning down a bit more, maybe a couple of smell pods. I'd say also audio. Some rooms didn't have any audio, and although that worked well for some rooms, like the girls' room, like, they were the audio, so it worked. But yeah, those girls, the way they stared at me, proper freaked me out, man. Freaked me out. So yeah, again, the maze was fun. It was enjoyable because the actors made it. Each room was a different kind of horrible, haunted theme. The actors were phenomenal, but just the maze, turn the lights down a little bit, add a little bit more theming, and then they could be on to more of a winner there. Would you agree with that, Marshall?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Very, very good experience.
Yeah, even though the maze was tired, the actors were quality.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, so we are going to go into our next attraction now, which is the Evil Carnival. So this one's always one of our favourites here at Spooky World. It was last year, and it was when I came for the first time about 6 years ago now. So, hang on.
Oh.
We've got some clowns sneaking up on us. Can you hear them? They're like playing What's the Time, Mr. Wall. Can't see us if we're quiet.
I reckon they're out for you, Mikey.
I think I've spotted the clowns. Don't let them know that we can see them.
Go!
Okay.
Go!
And they're gone. And they're gone. They're funny. They're hilarious. Our favourite two clowns. Evil clowns here. We'll put their Instagram. We'll tag them on our Instagram on our Spooky World. Spooky World videos.
Hey, Mikey, want a race?
Yeah, I do.
Let's go.
Let's have a race. All right, I'm going to have a race. Okay, before we went into... Well, we're on our way to Evil Carnival now. We were taken away by some twins of evil, some evil clowns. And again, we're going to put their Instagram up because they are hilarious. They're probably one of the best parts of this event. They're really, really good. We just had a race with them, didn't we? On the... What would you call that?
I don't know. Rope swing? I don't know.
So, yeah, they you need to follow them on Instagram. They're evil_twins_666. So, yeah, and all like, they've spotted us again. So, yeah, the evil twins. I keep calling them twins of evil, but they are evil twins. But they're hilarious as well. I think we've not gone in the right queue bit, but it's all right. We'll do it. We'll go. Right, so we are going to go in Evil Carnival. And I think the twins are snuck in as well, so I'm a bit nervous now.
We've got a fantastic show for you all tonight! Oh, I forgot to mention, you are entering the most weird and wonderful and wicked place on earth! Right this way, monsieur!
Oh, this looks cool.
Whoa! That's me!
Hello!
Give me a little twirl. Dance for me, baby. Come on, this way.
You look great.
You like clowns? I think you like them more than I do. Come on, this way. Keep it going, Mikey. I'll be back for that spiky hair.
Hey,
Mikey!
Whoa! Whoa!
Jeez. Oh, Marshall, you're good at jumping.
Oof, God, they're so loud. Whoa!
Dance
with
me if you want to go.
Okay.
Dance!
Okay, I'm dancing.
And you! Dance!
Okay, so we've just come out of Evil Carnival and. Sorry? Yeah. It was good. What a weird. That was so weird. Have you just been in here?
Yeah.
Man, some people are weird around here. Right, let's try that again. So, we have just come out of Evil Carnival and the evil twins snuck in there as well. That's been completely rebuilt from last year. That's completely different, brand new maze. And you know what? One of the most fun I've ever had in a clown maze.
It was very good, to be fair.
It was really fun, really good. And they had great use of levels. Again, they were up high, they were down low, they were at eye level. They really were good with their levels in there. Again, the actors are what make this place, I think. They really, you can tell, they're putting all their effort in. And that maze looked really good. I really enjoyed that. There was cool little sort of disco music. And they used those bangers. Like proper, and because it's all concrete, sort of a concrete building, it was so loud. So they'd just snap one of those bangers and boom, terrifying every single time, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, it was so loud.
Yeah, really loud. You know what? I really, really enjoyed that. Favourite maze of the night so far. And we're only halfway through, we've got three more to do. We've got two more mazes and the trailer ride. So yeah, let's keep going. Make sure the evil twins don't sneak up on us again because they're going to make us race them on the zip wire. But yeah, let's go to our next maze. Right then, guys. So since we last spoke on the podcast, we did the last, technically two attractions, but it's more like one. We did the Haunted Hayride. Talking about the hayride, what I do like about the hayride is that they have sort of platforms on the side of the actual trailer itself. So the actors, not only do they give you a jump, but they can actually get onto the trailer with you. So that's a good tactic they use there. A bit of fire, a bit of water, and then a bit more water. And then more water. Like, a couple of cannons is all right, but I do think the they call it the disinfectant area. I think it was just a bit too much water, wasn't it?
Really, yeah. Soaked.
Yeah, it's a cold night in October. It's not too cold, but it's colder now. A little bits of water spraying and things like that for the start on is good, but we were in the area for I've got to be honest here on the podcast, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to... bull anyone. Too much water, definitely. So they do sell what they called
ponchos.
Thank you, Marshall. They do sell ponchos, so I'd definitely advise doing it. If you're going to go on there, you get a few little fun scares. But yeah, it was fun. It's nice to have a trailer ride. Not many places really have them here in the UK. There's a handful, but not as many as obviously normal mazes. So it's always good to go on one, but I would say that was just a little too wet for me. Right then, guys, so we've come to the end of our visit here at Spooky World at Applejack's in Warrington. And overall, I've had quite a good night. It's been fun. I'd definitely say that Evil Carnival was the highlight.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. It looks like they've completely rebuilt that maze. And it looks really quite fun in there. The actors were really giving us a good time as well. So yeah, definitely Evil Carnival. Then the other mazes, I'll be honest, the actors are what make the place 100%. They really do work hard to get the scares. In Haunted House, that's a hard maze to work. You can tell that the maze needs just a little bit more TLC in there. Even if they just dimmed down the lights, had a little bit more audio, a bit more smoke, then the maze would be absolutely spot on, because the actors really were working hard in there. It's cool. And we just had another banger. They love their bangers in this place. So, yeah, a really good fun night here at Spooky World. Remember, put on a poncho if you're going on the hayride. And the slaughterhouse was really good as well. The actors were working really, really hard in there. Quite a long attraction as well. It was over 10 minutes. So, yeah, fun night here at Spooky World. Thank you so much to Spooky World for having us. And we will pass it back over to myself in the studio to let you know how to get your tickets.
You're listening to Scare Tracks.
So there we go, guys. A huge thank you to Spooky World and Applejack's Adventure Farm for inviting us over to check out their attractions, including the new Evil Carnival. Like we mentioned on the actual on-location audio, the actors are what make these attractions. They really, really do work hard. And some attractions obviously had more TLC than others. I think that's fair enough to say. I think they'll understand that as well. Their Evil Carnival's looking great. Really, really enjoy that. And the actors were really wacky in there. I forgot to mention as well that in the slaughterhouse, I forgot to mention, there was a girl that was actually throwing up, you know, some fake sick, and it looked really good. I'm getting some sort of milk concoction because it stunk, but she was great. There were some really good actors in there, in every attraction, in fact, including the Haunted House, which I think it needs to be next on their list of maybe giving a little bit of TLC. But the actors really are what made the night. The evil twins really are hilarious. They had everyone going crazy, and you can check out the on-location video we made, our mini scare cam. It's mainly heavily features the evil twins, let's be honest. So check that out over on youtube.com/scaretrack. We also bumped into some fans of the show who we met there last year. So yeah, just go over and watch the scare cam. I think you'll have a laugh. It's quite funny. But yeah, a huge thank you to Spooky World. If you want to go to Spooky World, if you're close to the area as well, guys, you can get your tickets from their website, www.spookyworld.co.uk. That's spookyworld.co.uk. As always, guys, you can join us over on our social media pages on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter and Facebook. Just search for the handle ScareTrack. And remember, our website has absolutely everything you need for this year's season of scares. We have
our Scare Trap podcast, our Scare Cam, our merch, our Patreon, absolutely everything is on our website at www.scaretrack.co.uk. That's scaretrack.co.uk. So a huge thank you to Spooky World for having the Scare Trap podcast up there this time, and a huge thank you to you guys for listening to this episode. We'll see you on the next one. Bye, guys.